What's your thoughts on the current state of the Republican nomination process? And have you given any thought to endorsing anybody at this point?
Well, I think it's progressing. You know, the process is, I think there's, but there's about half the state still left. I think the next big test is going to be Wisconsin. And I think I'm going to take another look at this whole situation after Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin will be a very instrumental in this whole nomination process.
Does that mean you think you might endorse
that? I might. I think I'm going to take another look at that. I have stayed neutral because I wanted to be a good host and make sure that all the candidates felt that they were welcome in Iowa, and you know, I have good things. The four that are still in the race are the people that came in 1, 2, 3, and 4 in Iowa. So I think Iowa has fulfilled its role of winnowing the field, but I think we've also reached the point where it's time for the party to come together in the not-too-distant future and really focus on winning the general election. There is a lot at stake. We cannot afford to go the direction we are under President Obama. This increasing the national debt by $1.3 trillion every year is heading us in a disastrous direction. And also, I have grave concerns about Obamacare and adding 150,000 people to the Iowa Medicaid rolls. It's not affordable. It's not sustainable. I know this is now going before the Supreme Court, but that's the reason why I joined with 25 other states in challenging the mandate that's in that legislation. Well, I guess after Wisconsin, I'm going to take another look, and we'll see what happens in Wisconsin. I'm not going to prejudge what they're going to do in Wisconsin any more than prejudge other states. But I do think that it's you know, I guess my feeling is that Republicans do need to come together, and we need to have a strong and united campaign to win back the White House, as well as to win these other races that are critically important, as well, including the Iowa legislature, the congressional seats that are at stake.
Do you think this protracted process is hurting the party and sapping resources?
Well, it's certainly taking some resources, and I don't like kind of the personal attacks and some of the things that have occurred. But I also think there's been some good things about it. It's helped bring out the issues. There's been a lot of debates. There's been an opportunity, and I think a lot of people can see this country's going the wrong direction. I think the Iowa poll clearly says Iowans feel that way. We cannot go deeper and deeper in debt. We cannot continue to spend dollars that we don't have. We can't continue to have government impose more and more mandates on local and state governments that are not affordable or sustainable, or things like the rule that they have out on child labor on farms, or some of the EPA provisions that basically are going to close down our coal-fired plants without a clean coal or nuclear or some other way to replace them with efficient, low-cost energy. So there's a lot of concerns we have, and obviously the veto of the pipeline is another thing that's got a lot of people concerned, because energy costs, especially gasoline costs, are nearing $4 again, and that's a real detriment to our economy and to our economic recovery.
Do